Ready for the show? I'm ready to start.
10, 9, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower clear.
Back into countries. Welcome to ET First Contact Radio. This is your host speaking, Mark, and I'm here every week with a new program, with new guests, and my guest today is Harry Massey, and he is one of the creators of the movie Choice Point, and it's also a book that he wrote. And Choice Point is a startling new movie that delves into the hearts and minds of some of the world's leading change makers, from business people to statesmen, from sports stars to spiritual leaders, scientists to philosophers. Through this movie, their voices offer a profound message of hope as a pattern emerges that empowers each of us to be in the change, to make the choices that can not only transform ourselves, but also the world around us. Welcome, welcome, welcome to this program, my dear friend, blessings to you.
Thanks, Martin. It's really good to be here.
Yes, I have just before the show seen half of your movie, And I'm going to recommend it to many people because I was really impressed by the words that were said there. And first of all, I'd like to ask you, how did you came to the idea to create this movie and to start this movement? Because I think it's really a very good time to do this in history. And I must tell you that I think this is going to inspire many people. So how did you come about?
In the movie, Barbara Marx Hubbard says that crises often precede transformation and innovation, and that's really exactly what happened to me. 12 years ago, I was bedridden with a debilitating case of chronic fatigue syndrome that left me broke and unable to take care of myself. And after years of going from one practitioner to another, I came to my own choice point, and I had this idea of creating a home wellness system so anyone could self-diagnose and get better from home. And I had no idea how I'd do it, but I had absolutely nothing to lose by trying. And from that, I managed to build a successful health business that has helped thousands and thousands of people. And I thought if I could do that, and then we could help other people to also find and align their purpose so they could help themselves and help to go on to solve some of the world's problems along the way.
Yes, because Choice Point is, in fact, touching things on a personal level, but also on a global level. And what I understand from your story is that it started with a personal level. And I myself have also seen moments in my life where I had to make a choice to continue or to stay, in undecided. But a Choice Point, globally seen, is now for the time with the ending of the Mayan calendar and the starting of the new age. It really fits in very well in the time we live now with crisis. And what inspired you to make a movie?
It was really my own particular choice point that I basically saw from my own life 12 years ago. That I ended up succeeding simply through trying to create a health system that helped other people. And I didn't really, when the law of attraction and the secret came along, and I looked at that and I thought, well, that doesn't really seem to ring true as to what worked for me, because my success came out of a deep crisis. And I thought, well, but I wanted to know if the same thing had happened to other people. I went around the world and, met Desmond Tutu, met Richard Branson, like Jean-Paul Dejouré, like Barbara Marx Hubbard, and another 30 sort of other really significant change makers that are on this planet to see if the same thing had happened to them. And that was what was quite so amazing, is that all of those people had had a very common pattern. All of them had experienced really significant crises, but all of them out of those crises had basically changed what they were doing and changed their purpose to then align with something that was much greater than themselves. And really what inspired me to make the movie was to get that across. So instead of people just thinking in a sort of a law of attraction based mindset, that instead if they actually align themselves with where patterns are going in other people, can do it's a much better way to both gain success and make a difference in the world.
Yeah, because the people that appear in the movie are some very interesting names from different disciplines. So, for example, Archbishop Desmond Tutu, John Paul De Jora, Jack Canfield, Greg Braden, Barbara Max Hubbard, Alison Pointer, Tony Benn, and Dr. Celia Ellsworthy and James Cohn. And I think that some of these people are really, as you say, makers of change in this era we live in. So how do you see your movie is going to make a change in the world's view, in the minds of people, and what do you try to accomplish with it? What is your aim with the movement?
What Choice Point movement is really, it's there to help empower the individual to help global solutions happen. And it does this in three ways. It provides a wisdom to understand your world, and it does that through making movies and courses and also books from global visionaries. But it also gives you the tools to align your purpose by making self-growth fun. And thirdly, it also provides an exchange of ideas to make change happen, which we do in our social network. So if you imagine the world really as a jigsaw puzzle that's composed of all of us individually, if we can help people be the best puzzle piece that they can be, and then help those pieces connect to each other effectively, then we'll be able to bring forward the solutions the world so desperately needs. So, Choice Point is there to help that happen.
Wonderful. Yes, I have just subscribed to the choicepointmovement.com website, and it's easy. People can also log in with their Facebook details, and makes it a lot easier. And people can make a profile on the website. And is it also meant, the Choice Point Movement website, for people to interact and to help each other?
What Choice Point Movement is, it's a new type of social network. And if you can imagine, Facebook is really there for your social life of communicating with your existing friends, and LinkedIn is really a business tool for searching CVs. And what Choice Point Movement is it's a social network where you're basically you're able to share and put up your skills, and also share your ideas, so that we can then match together all of these incredible ideas with also the skills and people to make those ideas happen. That's the point of that.
Yeah, I think that's a strong point anyway, because today we live in a world of social media, and that's today the world, the way people interact. And interaction is, of course, very important if you want to change something.
Absolutely. It's the only way, really. And it's also part of the transformation story. I think up until this point in history, transformation's been a very individual, or you could even describe it as quite a lonely experience, where we're all trying to look within and work out what's how to change ourselves. But I think in today's world, with the power of social networks, it makes much more sense if we can all interact on our transformation and help each other change, and that of course ripples out into the greater world too.
Yes, Harry, the reason that I ask you to be interviewed is because I saw your invitation, and what really caught my attention is the subject of my radio program is, of course, ET and contact and disclosure, but also the new age and the change of consciousness on the planet. But the word Choice Point is really interesting, and in your movie as well, because right now we need to change something individually and globally as a people. And I think for contact to be able to make contact for us, we need to work together and make a choice to be as one, as a species, so that we can welcome our friends from other planets who are obviously here. And I thought that your movie and your ideas fit into my program because of those challenging questions that you ask in.
Oh, cool. I think they do. A little coincidence in that is, I guess with Richard Branson, who has Virgin Galactic, which is obviously all about ending up in space and colonizing space eventually, and building hotels and that type of thing. So who knows, but Virgin might be the first people to do contact.
Well, yes, indeed. And then Greg Braden is also somebody who has very interesting ideas about the future of humankind interacting with our space brothers and sisters. So that's also a name that's really inspiring in your movie.
Cool. Thank you.
And because I have met Greg Braden in England when I was at the Silent Circle Cafe, it's in Wiltshire, where people gather when they research crop circles. I don't know, because I think you are also from the United Kingdom, Harry?
I'm from the United Kingdom, and I used to follow crop circles quite closely, but not in a few years.
Right.
They're definitely quite interesting.
It is still interesting, but this year was an interesting year, looking at the images, but the years before, 2011 and 2010, were quite different, but it continues to be interesting. And I don't know if you heard about the name Patricia Corey. Did you hear about the author, and she's also a radio maker on BBS Radio? Her name is Patricia Corey, and she has some very interesting ideas about crop circles, because her idea is that there will be more displays in the skies of patterns, geometrical patterns, that appeared over Russia and Norway in 2009. And this is going to happen more and more, those sightings. But I don't know if you are familiar with her.
No, I'm not familiar with her, but I sort of do. I do know some of the physics of why crop circles may exist.
Mm-hmm. You want to go into there, or do you want to stay on the subject of your movie?
I'll probably stick to choice point. I'm not such an expert on crop circles.
Okay, well then. Going back to your movie and book, because I should mention that you also wrote a book together with David R. Hamilton, who is a PhD. Do you want to share some insight about your book and how it came about?
Absolutely. The book is called Choice Point, Align Your Purpose, and obviously in both the film and the book, we went and interviewed all these key visionaries, and out of doing that, we really sort of three core principles really came out from that. One was that everyone most people experience a choice point, and then when you're at a choice point, there ends up a sort of a freeway path called where you can understand your world and align your purpose and be the change. And I don't know, maybe I should talk you through that. So if you're at a choice point and your life is in crisis and you don't know what to do, like the first step you do is to start to understand your world, like examine what your skills and passions are, ask questions, do research, develop empathy and intuition, and you'll start to build up a picture of a particular part of your world. And from that knowledge, it becomes much easier to make choices, you know, the patterns in nature will support. So in other words, through understanding your world, you can define and then align your purpose. And once your purpose is aligned with where patterns are going, it can be like sailing with the wind behind you, and you'll end up with the world's support rather than always battling uphill. You'll achieve success using much less energy than before. All of that detail is in the book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the movie came about with the book, and you are, of course, the writer, director, and you are also a visionary. And it's really interesting, because at first I didn't know anything about you, and then I received that email with the interview request, and I must say that the way that you to go on and to make a new start socially, politically, and globally. So what I want to ask you is, where did you get your inspiration from?
Really, that inspiration originally it came from me having chronic fatigue syndrome, which was really entirely self-inflicted, because I had many years of sort of a destructive hedonistic lifestyle during my teenage years and up until 21. If you can imagine that, I was basically lying in bed staring up the ceiling, barely having enough energy to think, with sort of constant headaches and lots of pain, and that was for 7 or 8 years. And after the first 4 weeks of trying all kinds of treatments, however painful they were, I wasn't getting any results, and I started to doubt that I'd ever recover. So I started to ask myself questions like, how on earth is this happening, and why is this happening to me? And I just wanted to understand what was going on from as many angles as possible, and asking questions seemed to me the most logical thing to do. I simply decided that the way to get myself better was really to try and understand what was behind health, how the body really worked, and from that I came up with the idea of making a home wellness system that basically give people the ability to work out what was wrong with them, and more importantly to give them a way of getting themselves better again. Basically after that journey, ended up creating that health system, and then another movie a few years later called the Living Matrix, a few years later Choice Point as well, simply because I'd seen in myself through taking myself out of a need to create something for others, I ended up getting better myself, but also helped a lot of other people, and it's such a simple principle. And I thought, well, you know, if other people can hear that message, it can help a lot of other people, but also the globe too.
Yeah, I think that when you experience a lot of pain and illness, you can come to a depth and then realize what life is worth, and you can really make a beautiful start from it. When you see the depth, you can also reach the highest way in your career and in what you do. And you can, what I see in the movie is that it was done with passion, that it was done with real pure inspiration.
I think when you've been really, really, really ill or had some other really huge crisis, you don't actually have anything to lose whatsoever. And that was certainly true with me, because when I was staring up at the ceiling, I didn't have any money or energy or anything. I didn't have a clue of how to do it. But as my life was in such a bad, in such a bad place, I couldn't see any. You can't fall any lower than when you're on right at the bottom. So you basically might as well you might as well try anyway. So that's really where that comes from. You do learn the hardest. You can learn the hardest lessons by going right to the bottom of the barrel. But once you've been right down there, you never want to go down there again. So it inspires you to keep learning and changing and evolving, which is, I guess, the path I'm sure many of your listeners are on.
Yeah, yes, indeed, Harry. Harry, do you realize what you have accomplished with this movie and with this book? And do you realize how many people are going to be inspired by Choice Point?
I have no idea, but I hope many, many millions do, it should happen, I'm sure.
The reason I am asking this is because we live in a crucial point in our evolution, and of course, about the December 21st, when ascension takes place, and ascension is in fact a process of energy that is changing our consciousness, that is beamed down from the galactic core. And ancient civilizations like the Mayas knew about it, but at the same time, in this important time of change, you came with choice point. And the more people I think that are going to see this movie and become involved in the movement are going to be part of a big change. So I don't know if you realize what you have created, but it's going to it's going to have a huge effect, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. And there's some incredible. I mean, you just mentioned about timing, but I think it might be interesting for your listeners if I relay a story. I mean, I had no intention of releasing this in 2012 or anything like that. It's absolutely pure coincidence. And what's also really interesting, it seems like the timing on this of we're just building up right now, but to a much bigger international launch in December. And we originally wanted to launch it in February, and anyway, it looks like it's now December. And to give it some other context in that, I mean, 12 years ago in another cycle, I had to leave the States. Lost all my money. My dad died. At the same time, I met this amazing scientist, and I lost my partner too. But I also met this amazing scientist, and we went on to create this health company. But exactly 10 years, I think it's exactly 10 years later in 2012. I've just been granted a visa to the States. Can't remember. Yes, sorry, the other three things. No, fallen in love and sort of choice point is being born. But I also had another death with the scientist I started with 10 years ago, died exactly 10 years later. And all of this seems, you wouldn't believe it if you told it. But yeah, all of the timing on this is pretty insane.
Yeah, coincidence is a word that I would like to replace with synchronicity, because things are happening sometimes synchronous, and in synchronicity things seem to happen by coincidence, but in fact they don't happen for nothing, they happen with a reason. And and I think all is well. Everything is supposed to be like it is. And maybe you want to talk about the principles, because there are three principles in the choice point ideas. And maybe you want to talk about the first principle, understand your world, and then go into the second principle, find your purpose, and go into the third principle, be the change. But maybe we start with the first principle.
Sure. What I understand your world is about is basically because really reality and life is all about patterns, and there's all these inherent cycles in nature. You know, just from the simplest cycles like the moon going around the earth and affecting all the water and tides to your hormone cycles in the day to Mayan calendar cycles to the rise of the industrial revolution and its inherent destruction on oil to a green society. And there's all these cycles always going on around us, and the principle of understanding your world is to say, well, if you get outside of yourself for a few minutes and start doing lots of research, asking lots of questions, observe, use your intuition, and read all the signs, you can build up a really good understanding of your world. And that's so crucial, because if you build up an understanding of your world and where patterns are going, then you suddenly get this huge power of choice with where you can then, which you can then use to align your purpose, which is the second principle, and which all it's really saying is, if you align your purpose with things that that society, the universe, or whatever you want to call it, or your friends are supporting, that is going to help. That is going to help you succeed, because you're not having to put all of the energy into it anymore. You know, you're just going to get this massive lift of everyone helping and supporting you. And the third principle is called Be the Change, which is not mine. It's Gandhi's, who always said, be the change that you want to see in the world. And it's pretty straightforward. But in order to align yourself really properly with patterns, you know, there can be all these little mini blocks in the way. Like you might have I don't know, blocks of success in your head, or you might have trust or honesty issues, or you know, there could be all these little tiny things, which by being the change, if you start to overcome those, it can basically help you to align your purpose in a much better way. And you know, the overall benefit of aligning your purpose with where patterns are going in society is it basically takes much less energy to achieve much more, and of course you end up both improving your own life, but also playing your part in the greater society, and you know, making a difference too.
Yes, in the movie you spoke about windows of change, opportunities, and that this crisis we are in, or every crisis is in fact an opportunity to change something for the better. How do you see this is going to happen in our time of being alive, for our generation?
Did you say what's going to happen in our generation? I think there's a number of things that are happening in our generation. I'm quite into this idea of a dawn of the quantum age, really. I think we've seen this, you know, the industrial revolution, the telecommunications revolution, and then you know, then we've had this massive internet technology sort of revolution over the last 20 years. But and that has obviously radically changed many industries, from you know, music, all online shopping, computing, pretty much anything, almost every single commercial aspect you can think of. But I think there's a much bigger wave coming after that, which is really the era of the quantum age. And you know that, you know, there's a few beginning threads of that. Like with the health system that we created, like we can work out what's going on in someone's body from a distance, because information, both information and energy will transfer in space without any radio waves, without any electricity or anything like that. But that same principle is going to affect all computing, all mobile homes, mobile phones, the justice system. You know, it's just going to, and also the energy systems. You know, I think we're, you know, the beginning of it is already here. It's going to be extraordinarily political and interesting. But I think it will happen, because the information on how to create such device and how to do these things will be spread in the internet. And you know, I think it'll come from lots of little individuals and people, rather than any corporations per se, because the corporations will probably get blocked by power, but I think the individuals and the power of love will come through to turn it around. So it's an interesting century we're entering.
It definitely is, yes. Harry, I want to ask you, are there some things that are crucial for you, that are important, that you would like to mention in this interview that I haven't asked?
Um, I think Einstein said something quite well, which is relevant to the last question. He said the world's problems cannot be solved by the same consciousness that created them. And therefore, I think the solution really lies in finding a way to help us all make better choices, because after all, collectively, we're the people who caused all the problems in the first place. And why is it so important now? I think humanity is currently facing its biggest choice point ever, both because of the rapid rise in population combined with a shrinking of resources. And rather doing the same we've always done, now is the moment that we can all make better choices for our collective future. While we may not individually be able to make great impact, by aligning our purposes, connecting and working together, we'll be able to make a massive positive difference on the global outcome. And Choice Point Movement is a social network which can bring us all together and support each other and learn from those who've trodden the path before us, while we can also collaborate on the solutions.
Yes, wonderful. Could you maybe elaborate a bit on the three fundamental aspects that form the foundation of the Choice Point Movement?
I think I did. That was understand your world, align your purpose, and be the change.
Well, because there are a few distinctions to make between social self and health, and maybe you can speak a bit about.
With Choice Point Movement, there's three types of, there's sort of three ways that we're helping. We're trying to get this to work. One is through social, where we've created this social network where people can basically share and put up their skills and their ideas, and then end up collaborating on the solutions. The second one was self. So we're basically giving people the wisdom to understand their world and the tool, the tools to align their purpose, and in that. For that, we've basically made transformation both fun, but also a socially interactive experience where we actually reward people for helping each other to transform by giving love points. And then the third is through health, which came from the last 10 years. We built a health company called Ness Health, which was that home wellness system that we were talking about earlier, which you can find out more about that on www.neshealth.com.
Okay, I think that's quite interesting, because health is a God-given right, and it's true that many great thinkers and philosophers and scientists in the past had to deal with health issues and came to great insights. So I think concerning your own story that you told, it's quite interesting that this, as I might say myself, this choice point is actually a very, it's not a simple idea, but it's a very important idea, a very important philosophy. And I think it's just going to work in this time we are alive.
I know. Well, thank you. I think it is too.
Yeah. Could you talk a bit more about your organization, the Global Choice Point?
Absolutely. I mean, in short, it's sort of described by the last answer, if you like. But there's an existing health company called Ness Health, which has a network of practitioners all around the world who see patients every day, and I don't know. I've got this echo. I don't know where it's from. Is the echo all right? Oh, I think it's gone good. So there's this practitioner health company, and you know, and And obviously, there's a production company which made The Living Matrix and Choice Point, the latest movie, and obviously there's the Choice Point Moon, which is a totally free social network, which is a non-profit side, and then we've also got an Align Your Purpose program where we've put together 36 other short little films from all those incredible visionaries that are in the film that give the wisdom much more, and there's also a magazine that goes with it too. Hello.
Yes, continue. We can hear you.
Okay. And beyond that, there's also a new Choice Point communications company which is setting up Choice Point events all around so we can basically get this message out in a much more interactive way, and also there's lots of other authors and visionaries speaking and getting involved at those events too.
Yes, the speakers in the movie are, in fact, as I said before, a collection of people from many different fields. I must honestly say I don't know all of them, but for example, Jack Canfield and Greg Braden, and of course, Archbishop Desmond Tutu are familiar to me. You have traveled quite extensively to meet all those people, to make your movie. Was it so that before you started to do the interviews with those people, that you had a list of them, or did the list change while you were traveling and making the interviews?
It was a mix of both. I had a wish list right at the beginning, Richard Branson and Greg Braden, and I think Jack Canfield, I think Barbara, I think they were all on the wish list, and we got them all. I think Jean-Paul Dejure, James Kahn, Burke Bear, they weren't, and they happened all organically as we went along, and you know, other people suggested we should interview them and put us in touch, and you know, yeah, so a mix of both. I mean, you have a plan and plans always change.
I think the time that you were traveling and making the movie must have been very interesting for you, and very fascinating.
It was one of the it was an incredible experience. It was also actually one of the hardest things I've ever done. So I got a bit ill during the middle of it all, and while I was still running a health company too. But anyway, yeah, it all came good in the end.
Well. Very fantastic. I'm going to introduce my family to the Choice Point movie. I think I'm going to present the documentary this weekend to them. Is there a way that people can download a file from the movie, or is it only possible to see it online? For example, to share it on the big screen.
There's two ways you can. You can watch it online, and it's during our launch period over the next couple of months. It's totally free online. Which you just go to www.choicepointmovement.com, or of course, if you prefer to watch it on a DVD at home, you can just go to that website and order the DVD, and it'll be sent to you in the post. Are your listeners in Holland, or are they in America? I meant to ask.
And they're all over the world.
Oh, cool.
BBS Radio is the biggest radio station that is not mainstream. So if it's not mainstream, it's BBS. And my program is one of...
Hello?
...from 192 countries over the whole world. And a few months ago, I received an email from a lady in Madagascar asking what time zone she had to be in to listen to my program, because she said the last time she wanted to listen, she came into in the middle of the program. And I said, well, the difference in time zones between the Netherlands and Madagascar is only 1 hour. So...
Got you. We've got an event, a Choice Point event happening in Holland in November. That's why I asked if there's any Dutch listeners, then I guess watch this space.
Maybe I can get some people together who are interested in this. And if you keep in contact with me, maybe we can set something up here.
That would be wonderful. I'll do that.
Yeah. Because I have many people in the field who are into this. And they'll probably be very much inspired by seeing the movie and doing a workshop.
Cool. No, thank you.
So, Harry, I think I run out of questions by viewing your the information that I received from your personal assistant. But as I said again, it's very inspiring and interesting, especially in the time we live in. And we have about 10 minutes left, and what I always do is ask the person that I interview to tell things that they find really important. So I want you to tell the listeners anything that has to do with the Choice Point movement and your baby, your creation, that you think people should know that are really important and essential. So I give you now free time to talk about anything that you like and that you find important. Okay.
Perhaps I'll tell everyone about some of the stories and people in the movie to give them a sense of what it's about. I know they're basically it's basically a mix of these incredible stories where people have overcome their choice points, and also a mix of sort of wisdom which explains these principles that can help you both succeed and make a difference. And I think there's quite a few amazing ones. I mean, one was a guy called Brett Moran, who was a crack addict and an armed robber who ended up turning into a life coach, and he had his choice point while he was in jail doing a drug deal, and he was hiding some heroin in the prison library behind some books when one of them fell out, which was called The Art and Practice of Mindfulness by Thich Nhat Hanh. And he picked it up, he took it back to his cell, read the book over the next few weeks, and something in it really hit him, and that was the start of his journey that led him to explore meditation and Buddhism over the next years. And now he's ended up an addiction specialist and life coach, and has this fantastic relationship with his daughter, who simply adores him. That was quite a nice story in there. There was another one. We went out to Pakistan. Before that, I thought philanthropy was writing a check, but really it can be this incredible opportunity to use your individual skills to help other people, regardless of how much money you have. And on Christmas Day, I flew out to Pakistan with James Khan, he's a successful British entrepreneur turned philanthropist, and I witnessed firsthand the flood devastation that left 20 million people homeless. And you can see these really vivid images in Choice Point of the situation there. And James wasn't just giving money. He'd been flying out once a month over the past year, using his entrepreneurial skills, working with people there, building villages, free schools, roads for teachers and students to reach the schools. And in that moment, surrounded by these people, really struck me that the majority of the world's population, you know, have very, very simple needs, and they're incredibly appreciative when you help them, and they take pride in carrying on building their villages and local economy. And it only takes a small hand up to get that started. And I wanted to do more. So James takes out volunteers, and if more people knew that, they could volunteer, and that would be great for them and the people they're helping. And that was one of the seeds for the Choice Point social engine, so that we could help connect people who have skills to offer and projects which need those skills. Do you want another story?
Yes, please.
I guess perhaps I'll tell you a bit about meeting Richard Branson. He was someone I was really nervous to interview because he was one of my childhood heroes. And I think I read his book called Losing My Virginity just around the time I lost mine. And his nephew had told me that he was quite a shy person, but you don't really believe it when someone has that kind of media presence. And, you know, he was extremely humble and actually much more nervous about the interview than I was. And also hadn't really realized just how much of his time he devotes to global issues. So he told me that 8 years ago he came to a choice point of his own where he decided to dedicate most of his time working on global issues, i.e. non-profit versus profit. And for example, now all of the profits from his transportation businesses, including Virgin Air, they go towards global warming issues. And he's also been changing all of the fuel on his airlines to algae biofuel instead of petrojet fuel. And after the interview, I really wanted to film him being involved in these projects directly, and he sent me four of the projects he's working on. I got his schedule for the following 6 months, and I've never really seen anything like it, because he was flying everywhere, and it was true that most of his time was really committed to these philanthropic projects, you know, rather than the normal business stuff, which I'd assumed he spent most of his time on.
Yeah, so you're speaking about Sir Richard Branson. And he's a very wealthy person, I think.
I mean, he owns 360 companies and... Yeah, a multi-billionaire, for sure.
Yeah. How did you experience the interview with... because he's somebody that is mostly inspiring my listeners. Because the main subject of my radio show is ET First Contact. Harry?
I'm here. It went all quiet, but I am here.
Okay. Well, we have a show after this, so I think we have to sign off here.
It's been a pleasure being on. Thank you.
It was a pleasure to have you, Harry, and I was very impressed by watching your movie. And I wish you lots of luck with your project. And I want to hope to hear from you when you are coming to the Netherlands and doing a project here, and we can meet in person.
Cool. No, thank you. I'm just writing. I'm just writing an email right now, putting you in touch with. So all good.
Okay. Well, lots of luck with the movie and the book and the project. And I'm going to be part of it myself, and I hope many other listeners as well. So. For now, I wish you a very pleasant night, and we'll be in touch. Thank you, Harry.
Thank you very much.